views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Welcome to Voices of Women. Well, school has started now for, I think, everybody. Our Seattle area, we're like after Labor Day. We're later than some areas of the country. But, you know, and I get to hear the children playing at recess across the street from my house. And I love those noises. It's even intrigued my cats, like, oh, the kids are back, you know. So it's perfect timing for our topic today, which is all about learning, finding our unique style of how we learn and how we can put that to use in our school system, in our own education. You know, because right now our school systems don't take into account all the individual styles they are. They've got 30 people in a class, and it's very hard to manage all those unique ways that everybody learns. So my guest is going to talk about that today. She is Renee Molan Masters, and Renee graduated in speech pathology from California State University in Fullerton, and she worked as a speech pathologist in her own private practice for 10 years. And during this time, she created with other teachers a reading remediation program, which was later used statewide in California. And while teaching a college success class at Orange Coast College in Southern California, she developed the You Are Smarter Than You Think program. And so in 1997, she published the You Are Smarter Than You Think book. At that time, she was also invited to present this new idea at the National League of Nurses National Convention. And for 10 years during the 90s, she surveyed nursing students all over the country. And due to the success of that work, in 2011, a legitimate study was conducted at the University of Minnesota. And now in 2013, she has expanded this You Are Smarter Than You Think book to an online program. So you can go to her website and see all this at www.youaresmarterthanyouthink.com. So welcome, Renee.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Well, it's, and, you know, I love the title, You Are Smarter Than You Think. It makes you think. You know, when I read the title, I go, oh, I am? And so, but let's talk about how you were led to this discovery and that this, you know, now this is kind of your mission now, I think, of putting this out there in the world for people to learn.
Yeah, it kind of captured me. But when I was in school, when I was in second grade, actually, my very best friend got moved to third grade. And it was very upsetting to me, and when I asked her why, she said that everybody had told her that she was smarter than the rest of us. So then, fast forward, we are together in a freshman college botany class, and it's taught experientially. If we're talking about pine cones, we have a pine cone in our hand. And after the first test, the instructor announced that I had gotten the best grade in the class, which was a shock to me, and when I talked to her, she had gotten a C. And it just kind of confused me. It's like, how in the world did this happen? And my whole educational experience was schizophrenic. One moment I was brilliant, and one moment I wasn't, and I didn't know why. Then I read Dr. Howard Gardner's work in Frames of Mind, and all the pieces came together. And when I read his work, I understood it at a visceral level because it was, he was saying brains are more different than fingerprints and that brains, because they are different, need different things to learn. And in our school system, and this is not anybody's fault, but about two-thirds of the population don't connect with how school is being taught. So we end up feeling kind of like strangers in a strange land, and we have this little voice inside that says, oh, I'm not very smart. Oh, I can't do that. And we kind of second-guess ourselves because our experience during school wasn't that great.
Oh, yeah, I think that's true for so many people. I always say I missed the day they taught phonetics in second grade or something, you know?
Yeah.
Things like that. And I know there's times when I excel and others don't, and then times I just feel so dumb. You know, yeah. You know, like I'm not getting it. And sometimes, you know, when there's a series of classes, I always find like the second one, I'm kind of struggling and other people are getting it. And then the third one, all of a sudden things click.
And, you know, the funny thing of what's going on today is that in all schools from, well, I don't know about elementary that much, but in college and high school, I know for a fact, we have lost our appreciation of real learning. And we have opted out for memorizing. And part of the problem I had is I'm not very good at memorizing because I, at that time, I didn't know how to use my brain. But if I had known how to use my brain, I could have memorized very quickly. But that's not what our education should be about. It should be about learning. And that's missing right now all over the world.
Yeah, and you know, even when I went to school, which is quite a while ago, it was I remember just memorizing and then almost panicking, like, I got to remember this, got to remember. And it's just for a test. It's like, you know, and I learned by doing. So actually, interesting enough, I graduated in clothing design and I learned pattern making and got a job. It was very useful. I had a skill because I learned by doing. So that worked for me and it's moved on to other things. But you just mentioned something about, you know, the brain. So let's talk about what is brain talent, because that's a term you use.
Well, this is how I describe it. And every time they find out something more about the brain, it always lines up. And the way I experience it is that a brain talent is a very strong 8-lane neural pathway that goes into long-term memory. And what I have discovered is that when I stimulate that strong neural pathway in myself and in students, that information goes flying into long-term memory. And it's almost automatic. And everybody has experienced that. And you also have in your brain these neural pathways that, you know, go all over the place, hither and yon, back and forth. And when you're using a wrong one, that's how it feels, because you have to go over and over and over and over the information trying to get it to stick. And it doesn't stick. And when it's in long-term memory, when you've used your brain correctly and used your brain talents, it goes into this part of the brain where you learn it, a chemical reaction takes place, and it gets associated with everything you know about that subject matter. And a kid recently told me that when he memorizes, he can only write one sentence on an essay test. But when he really learns it, he can write two or three pages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes me aware of that, you know, those neural pathways. I think of things of, it's like even now at my age of learning new computer skills. And my husband wants me to do, you know, this is the more efficient way. But if I don't do it often enough, I don't retain it. It's something, you know, I have to do. And if it's something I'm going to be doing regularly, I'll get it. But if it's something like, I do it once and I'm not going to do it again for another 6 months, I'm not going to remember.
Well, probably you're on the right track. And there's probably something you can do to fortify that experiential part. And since I don't know what your, you know, where your talents are, but that's when you combine two talents at the same time. And I'm a really strong experiential learner. In there's people that are talented in knowing others and people who are talented in knowing self, and those are experiential learners. I'm both of those. I'm a double. And so I can remember when I was trying to learn how to back up my trailer. People were telling me all these things that didn't mean anything to me. There were linguistic signals that were coming to me, and I was going, man, I don't get it. And so finally, when I sat in my car and I looked in my side mirrors and I talked to myself, because I'm a combination learner, and I talked to myself and I was teaching myself, I got it. It was like, oh, I get it. I get it. And I was able to do it instantly.
Yeah, I think I'm very similar in that regards. I have to get in and do it. And sometimes it's first watch somebody else do it. But then I've got to translate that to, well, then how am I going to do it? You know, it's just interesting how the brain works, you know, and it's fun to talk about this because we all have our styles. And I think what you're talking about and what your book is about is learning, because it's a very experiential book of learning what your brain talent is. And so in that regard, you know, it's a great book for teachers to have, for students to have. And I know we're going to hear some stories of how it's changed people's lives, because you've got, you know, you've got a lot of backing in this of having used it for years.
Yes, it's amazing what happens when you know how your brain functions. And one of the reasons we made the online training is it allows a student or anybody to get through and learn the whole program in less than 2 hours.
Oh, that's great.
And the hold that thought. And the other piece is that any teacher in any class can start the process of learning, and they can assign this online program to the students, and they become learners, and it becomes this wonderful mix of curiosity.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to learn more about this when we come back. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll be back shortly.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk. Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I want to just do a quick shout out. Today is the deadline for applying to do a workshop, a three-hour workshop at our 23rd Annual Woman Wisdom Conference. It's February 12th through the 16th in Seattle. The deadline's September 5th. However, if you email me today and you say you can get your application in to me over the weekend, I'll just sneak you in. But you got to get it to me by Sunday. And that's your application and references. Very quick, you know, but if you just thought you missed your chance, contact me. Just email wow@womenofwisdom.org. Okay, that's the last call for that. We've been getting lots of applications and very exciting to see them all. So we're talking with Renee Molin Masters, author of Smarter Than You Think. And let's go more. We just started talking about teachers, and you know, and the teachers have a huge job to try to manage all these children in a classroom and all these different learning styles. So how can they effectively address all these learning needs and make this work?
Well, they can't do it, and they have to let go of thinking that they have to do it all. And the most important thing they can do is to teach the student and make them responsible for the way in which their brain works. Now, this is tough when they're little tiny kids, but as this idea begins to spread, I think it will take hold. But basically, in nursing, where we've had fabulous success, we've saved students, you know, 80% of the students were dropping out, and then in one semester, 80% were being saved. And it had to do with putting the responsibility for learning on the shoulders of the student and teaching them what they needed to do in order to learn. And it doesn't matter what the teacher, how the teacher is presenting it, the more inspired it is, the better it is, but it doesn't really matter, because that student knows how to transform any learning situation into something that works for them.
Well, that's great. And that, you know, and that really empowers students to be in charge of their own life too.
Absolutely. It makes them feel like, wow, I can do this. I can do this. And that's really, you know, that's important for people to feel that way. I mean, my granddaughter said that she could only learn if she had a good teacher. I mean, that's tragic. That's really tragic. And because it isn't true. You're the one that's doing the learning. And I think we've given teachers, we've put more and more and more and more responsibility on teachers. And teachers need to take a deep breath and realize that their only job is to inspire the student and to help the student learn how to learn. And to bring learning to the table, basically, because it's not there right now. It's memorizing all the way home.
Mm-hmm. So another term you use is intellectual discrimination.
Yeah.
and what do you mean by that, and how does that impact us, even after we leave school?
Nobody talks about in school that brains are different, more different than fingerprints. It's like the elephant in the room. Nobody talks about, do you know how to learn? do you know how to use your brain? You know, very few people ever talk about that. And they present material in a linguistic, logical way, and they make you believe that everybody should be able to do that very easily. And you look around, and yeah, there are some people that are just zooming through, and then you're there thinking, man, I must be stupid because I can't do it like everybody else. And that is that's the falsity. That's the falsity. That's the discrimination that's going on. And it leaves people feeling like they can't do it. 50% of all college freshmen drop out and never get a college degree.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah,
it's a shame.
And some of it, maybe they realize, well, that's not their path and they need to go to a different, you know, tech school or something else. But still, it's probably more reasons of just feeling like a failure, you know, like they can't, it's too hard. All those things we tell our mind.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I remember I had a master's degree in speech pathology. And yet there was a part of me, there was this little voice inside that said, you know, they're going to find me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I did really well in speech pathology because it was very experiential. But there was that little voice, and it came from that early experience in school and also in college, too. I experienced it in some classes. So it was very, it really has an impact. But, you know, this idea, when it is used by a student. I mean, I have this one story about a kid who had flunked his freshman year of high school, and he was flunking it again. And he came to this workshop that I had in my home. And I noticed that he was reading Sports Illustrated. And he, so I really honed in on him, and I told him exactly what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to take the material, put it in an outline on a sheet of paper, and read it aloud while he kicked a soccer ball against the side of the house. And what he was doing is triggering and stimulating his strong neural pathways when he was studying. I know it doesn't fit anybody's picture. But about 3 weeks later, he called me up and he said, "You won't believe it, but I haven't gotten anything below a B." And he was just jazzed. He was so excited. And I got a call from a teacher, a nursing instructor, a few months ago, and she's now retired, and she was walking down the street in her hometown, and one of her former students came up and gave her a hug. And what she thanked her for was teaching her the You're Smarter Than You Think program, because she's now a nurse, and she says, "I use it all the time."
Yeah, that's so great. And we can use it beyond in school. I mean, I think we're always in groups talking. I'm even thinking like talking to people, because with our brains working different way, that also means we talk different ways or understand from other people. So if you're in meetings and you're talking about things and people have a blank look, they're not getting it. They're not following you because their brains work differently.
Exactly. And I just, you know, I was in a workshop the other day, and I, you know, immediately I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm not getting this information. So I whipped out my pad and my colored pens, and I started taking spatial notes. And all of a sudden, and I was relating what she was saying to things that I already knew, and all of a sudden it all connected and clicked in. And it's like we continue to learn past college. We continue to learn past high school. Most jobs require us to learn, and if you don't know how to use your brain, you're really walking into walls. That's what I can say. I think, you know, you wanted to know the areas. What are the talents that Dr. Gardner came up with? The first one is linguistic, and people that are linguistically talented are really good. They need language in order to learn, and it has to be their words, not the books. Logical people are people that like sequential order. First this happened, then this happened, and then this happened. And spatial people like things simplified, get rid of the extra words, make maps. And they're usually the artists. They like maps. They like to draw. They like color. The next area is body kinesthetic. And body kinesthetic people are good at sports. They like recess. And they need to move around, just like that kid that was kicking the soccer ball. Musical, they may not play an instrument. They may not sing. But they like music. And music can be used to stimulate a pathway and help the information get in.
You had an example, let me just interrupt to say, you had an example in your book about that of a student who learned something as she was playing the piano.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, an example of a student. Well, for example, this is one of the first students that tried it. She had to learn all this anatomy and physiology stuff. So she put it on a tape. We found out she was auditory. And she could play the piano without thinking. She was also body kinesthetic. So she was playing the piano and using her body kinesthetic channel. She listened to the tape one time through, had her mom test her, and she knew the material cold. She took the test the next day, got an A, and a week later she still knew the material because it had gotten into long-term memory. Because she was using her brain correctly.
And that's just amazing because she was doing two things, you know, listening to something, playing the piano, hearing music, and hearing this, it's very complex. And yet, and there she was, you know, retaining all that. And so that's like, and in the book, in your program, you learn what, how you receive information, which is the auditory, visual, or combination, but then how you organize that, what you're talking about, spatial, logical, linguistic, and then how you retain it. And so you learn how you, that's what the book is for, to learn how you do it. And then you give examples of, and we'll get into that a little bit later, of how then you put that to use in studying so that you can get your A instead of that E. Well, this is Chris Stanis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll be right back and talk more with Renee.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, is doing it again. We broke records last month, paying $3,500 for every trade. Central Auto Group is extending this unbelievable deal through September. Push, pull, or tow it to Central and get $3,500.
Central Auto Group, CT.com.
We guarantee you the lowest price or pay you $2,000. Why shop anywhere else when you can get the best brands at one location? Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and America's best warranty, 10 10 years, 100,000 miles, over 600 vehicles to choose from with hundreds of pre-owned. Open 7 days a week.
This is Colleen. I just moved to the area last year from New Hampshire. I can't say enough about the Central Auto Group in Plainfield. My car buying experience was the best I've ever had. I felt comfortable and didn't feel pressured at all.
We service all makes and models with extended service hours till 7 p.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7:30 to 4. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Central Auto Group.
Open to dealer, see dealer details.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, there's our Woman of Wisdom theme song. You can get that on our Woman of Wisdom CD and get that at our on our website, womanofwisdom.org. That's the only place you can buy it. It's a great inspirational CD. Lots of amazing women singers. You've heard of Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many more. So Dr. Pat had announced that fall festival. I was going to do that. I don't have to now. You can apply. You can also just go to the website, get all the application forms. Just go to womanofwisdom.org, click on programs, and then scroll down and click on the Fall Harvest Festival for all your information, and encourage you to apply. It's going to be a great fun day. I also want to share and invite you to my Empowerment Circle starting this fall. Just email me at chris@chrysalisleadership.com, and that's K-R-I-S, at chrysalisleadership.com. And we can even do these Empowerment Circles by video, so you can be anywhere in the world. And I also have my Circle of Influence webinar. It's a 4-week session beginning September 15th on Mondays. So just contact me or go to my website, www.chrysalisleadership.com, to find out all about these things that I do in my life and want to share with others. So I'm very excited about doing these new programs. So I'm talking to Renee Roland Masters. She's the author of Smarter Than You Think. You are smarter than you think. And we were just going over some of the parts of learning. And so we've been talking about, and it's how you retain information. There was musical, you mentioned kinesthetic and musical. And so we'll just continue with what more there is.
Okay. The last two in this section is talented in knowing self and talented in knowing others. And people that are talented in knowing self, when they're little kids, which they're more honest about, they know exactly what they want to wear, what they want to eat, where they want to go, even if they can't motor it out. And then people that are talented in knowing others are, when they're little kids, they have a great sense of understanding someone that's safe or not safe. They're the actors, the imitators, the hams usually. And these two individuals are experiential learners, and they have to experience the information in order to learn it. And there's ways that you do this, and they're not hard. And once you learn how to do them, it's just easy. And then the last section that we look at is language processing. And when you're learning, when you're in school, basically that's what you're doing. You're processing language. And what I found is that people have preferences for how they do this. And some people like to hear it, some people like to read it, and some people like to hear it and read it together. And the difference, the amount of information that's getting in is usually sometimes very significant. Some people get 90% when they hear it, but when they read it, they get 20, and when they hear it and read it together, they get maybe 30. And it's everybody's different, and it's a really important thing to know about yourself.
Yeah, so then how can we use all this information? Once you learn, okay, I'm spatial, I'm visual, I'm experiential, that's basically my three ways of doing. What do I do then when I'm taking a book, I'm studying something?
Okay, so you got a textbook, okay, and you're trying to get the understand what you're doing. Okay, so you're, what are you, auditory?
No, I'm visual or a combination.
Oh, you're visual.
If I hear stuff, I have to see it too. I don't do well just auditory.
Okay. So you have this textbook, and the first thing you know, because you're spatial, you have to simplify everything. So what you do is you get sheets of paper, and you put your major headings on these sheets of paper. And then as you're reading through the chapter and you have this major heading, you find the information that relates to that heading, and you simplify what you are reading, because since you're spatial, you probably find that you read and you have to reread and reread, and you know that it's important, but you don't understand it. But there's an example not only on my online but also in my book that shows you how to take the extraneous words out and map it, and all of a sudden the information gets in. Now, you can help yourself. If you're a combination processor, you talk to yourself when you're doing this process, and it makes a difference. And then, because you're an experiential learner, I don't know which kind you are, but if you're talented in knowing self, the way you really internalize it, a lot of this information is going to get into long-term memory as you're doing this. And then to get the final piece in, if you're a talented and knowing self, you teach it to the wall, to the tree, to the dog. It doesn't matter who you teach it to. You just teach it to somebody. And once you teach it, it's like in there. And that's
I think you teach what you need to. It does help to teach.
Yeah.
To teach things, definitely.
Now, if you're in a lecture, It's an interesting thing, too. Let's say that you're logical and you need sequential, first this happened and then this happened. And let's say you have a linguistic teacher who will give you a major heading and information on it, and then all of a sudden they will go off on a tangent and tell some kind of story that maybe relates and maybe doesn't. To the logical mind, it makes you crazy. You get lost. So what I have logical people do is they're going to create kind of like an outline, and they do it by having separate pieces of paper because it just makes it easier. And you put your major headings for the lecture on the top of these papers, and when the instructor starts talking about this major heading, you start outlining that information, and when they go off on a tangent, you don't have to worry about it. You know you probably don't need to take notes on it. You listen to the story. You're not freaked out. And when she comes back and goes to a major heading number 5 instead of 2, you just flip through the pages, find major heading 5, and start taking notes on that. And when you're done with the lecture, you have it all outlined and in order, and you haven't been confused by the lecture.
I was just thinking a lot of people use computers now or iPads. I could see making a chart, like putting into an Excel chart, like having the headers be in each column, and you can go back and forth and see, oh, that fits here, and put, you know, each box has a, you know, subtopic of that major heading, and you could organize it in an Excel chart.
Exactly. And what I found out about logical learners is that they have their own way of organizing. And it's not like anybody else's. I mean, I used to have these fights happening in my my workshops because I thought that all logical people would relate to outlines. Not all, they don't. Not all logical people can relate to an outline. They have to do it in a different way. And it's important to know that about yourself.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's playing with it, you know, like, because you give different tools of, you know, how you map, like for spatial, how you map things out, and you gave examples that you have pictures in the book, and I think it's playing with it with yourself, you know, and just seeing what works, and being auditory and visual, a combination of those, you know, play around, because maybe you might, like, you know, I'm taking the test, and I'm going, well, maybe I'm also... Maybe I'm not musical. It came out musical as secondary. Maybe I'm more kinesthetic. I didn't answer the question quite right. Maybe I want to play with moving and see what happens.
Exactly. And you know, on this these two self-evaluations that you take in the program, we're asking you to think about how you were as a kid. And, you know, it's a long time ago. And the reason we do that is that when you were a kid under the age of five, you were more true to your true self. And that's what we want. We want to know how you are truly, how you were as a little kid, because that's when you really were true to your true self.
Yeah, and some people don't remember all that. Like
no,
said, a long time ago.
But you know what? It's remembered somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take this self-evaluation and you go with your first impulse, it's usually accurate. If you think about it, it won't be accurate. And we give those directions so that we get a pretty accurate report.
Yes. Yeah, and so I encourage people to take the test and see where you fit. Now, you may know, some people may know, I'm logical. It just, you know, from listening to us. But there's these other aspects of then, you know, retaining it and like you say, encoding the language. How do you make use of these, this information of your learning styles, and how do you translate that into making it work for you when you're studying things? Well, this is Chris Stainis of Voices of Women. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk more with Renee.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field
field of paranormal studies, Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking about you are smarter than you think. And I just think this is great information, Renee. I just, you know, it's going to change the way I do things. I kind of do them anyway. Like I was telling you on a break, when I take notes of things, it's just words all over the paper. And then I have to reorganize them in a logical way. But I just draw maps of and in this whole spatial thing and for me, it makes sense. I can read it. No one else would probably ever understand it. But
that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I know you have an offer. You want to make a call out. So why don't you talk about that?
I really do. I want to make a call out. I'm not here about bad mouthing schools because I don't think they deserve that. But I'm here to offer a solution. And if there's any college or university instructor who would like to start learning, having learning in their classroom, I would love for you to call me because I would love to work with you in getting that to happen. I have other schools that are already doing this, and we're doing it one classroom at a time. And so I'm looking for instructors that would like to have real learning in the classroom and have this classroom become alive and awake and wonderful. So if you go to my website, which is youaresmarterthanyouthink.com, there's a contact page and my phone number's there, my email. Call me. And also on my website, there's two free downloads. The first download is Mistakes You Don't Want to Make If You're a Parent Sending Your Child to College. And the other download is Living Your Life Not Knowing Your Brain Talent Is Disastrous. And those are two free downloads. They're PDFs. And so go take a look at my website. There's all kinds of videos and success stories, and people just tell you in their own words. Don't believe me. Listen to them.
True. Well, let's hear another success story, because I mean we love stories, and my show's
okay,
about stories.
Great. Well, there was this lady that had been a CNA for years, and she was a licensed vocational nurse, and she tried to get into the nursing program and couldn't do it. She kept flunking the stupid entrance exam. So the school sent her to me, and we worked with her, and I showed her exactly what she needed to do and how she needed to learn the material. And so she went back and did that and retook the test. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, she called me up and she said, I'm in, and I got the highest grade that anyone has ever gotten. And she's now a fabulous nurse in Southern California. So it's amazing how many people walk into walls and then all of a sudden they learn how to use their brain correctly, and the walls just fall down.
Yeah, that's so great. It's like learning, you know, learning who you are, you yeah. know, our brains are complex and we're all very uniquely complex. So.
Absolutely. It's about learning who you are, and it's about really beginning to believe in yourself and to use that tool to be successful and to stop walking into walls. I don't recommend it.
It's like being hit in the head with a 2x4. So you tell us about the online companion with your book. Now, is that something do you need to have it with the book?
They can go to my website and they can see the trailer so that you can actually experience what it's like inside. The best deal is to sign up for the online program and we send you a copy of the book for free. So it's you get a month use of the online training and you can do it in 2 hours and then you can go back as many times as you want to rewatch videos and play the games and get it at a deeper level and so that you apply it effectively and you get the book in the mail. So it's a great deal. And
yeah.
You can find out about that on the website.
Okay, great. And I was just thinking, you know, because I'm at grade school next to me and I'm just thinking working with this with younger children, you know, for them, you know, I would think a parent would have to be very involved and understanding how their child, you know, takes things in, if they're spatial, logical, because sometimes, you know, I don't know, 5, 6, 7-year-old may not be able to answer those questions. Or what's your finding on that?
Well, basically a parent could fill it out for their own child, because instead of asking about how they were, you know, you could answer that, but you do it for your own children and you can figure out their talent very easily. And then how they apply it, you just, take the leap, and instead of talking about reading a chapter in a textbook, then you look at how they read, how they're learning to read, or how they're learning to do math. And it takes a little bit of leap, but if you understand how to do it, you can apply it to any age, actually.
Mm-hmm. But with younger kids, you'd probably have to do it with an adult.
If you tell a kid that he needs to do this in the classroom, and they're little guys, and you give them one thing to do that can make a difference, they'll do it. They're really good about that kind of stuff. They're better than older kids, believe me.
Less resistance.
Yeah, less resistance, and it's amazing what they could do. Truly.
So what final words do you want to give to our audience in this last minute?
I think what I want to say is that we play way below our level of potential. And this is not, I'm not saying that you need to go and beat yourself up about that. I'm saying take a deep breath and know that you have so much ability that you are not using. And I also want to say, don't believe the experience you had in school. It's not real. And that's one thing this program can do. It can let you let go of that bad experience and have a new belief about yourself.
Yes. And you don't need to be a student because we're always learning. We're always on a path of learning. So even though you're 65 years old or whatever age you are, it would benefit you, and because we're constantly taking things in and having to rearrange them in our mind and make them work and, you know, and remembering. I mean, I could use this for, you know, I forget things and perhaps this will help in remembering things for me.
It will. It will. Yes, absolutely. It will.
Yeah.
It's a
okay.
Great tool. It's a great tool to have.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Renee, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Yeah, and thank you for your what you're doing to help students. You know, because we all want to be successful, I think, and
absolutely.
That's and in school and learning and our jobs everywhere we go. You know, people they want to feel successful, and you're giving them a tool, so that is fabulous.
Great. Yes.
So Be sure to go to Renee's website, www.youaresmarterthanyouthink.com. And if you're, you know, she put a shout out, a call for a university college teacher. She will work with you. So take that offer up. Contact her. Go to the website and find Renee. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Just realize you're smarter than you think and pay attention to how you learn. Even just a simple thing. Are you auditory, visual? Do you like music, movement, things like that? Pay attention. This is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of the Woman Wisdom Conference and the Woman Wisdom Foundation. I also have a book. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And if you or know yourself or you know someone who needs a little inspiration in their life, it makes a great gift. Just like our annual conferences change women's lives, this book touches many people in the exploration of what it means to be a woman today. What's the divine feminine? It helps Woman Wisdom if you buy it on our website. Of course, there's other places to buy it, but we have it there at womanofwisdom.org. Remember to last chance to apply for the conference. Remember our fall festival, having a booth. If you're an artist, you're a healer, or you are in sustainability, helping the earth, food industry, anything that you might want to have a booth at our fair October 11th in Seattle, contact us. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and look for the fall festival under the programs. And also I'd love for you to check out my Empowerment Circles for Women and the courses that I do. Just check out my website at chrysalisleadership.com. Next week, I'll be interviewing Liz Need, a friend of mine who just came back from the climb of her life on Mount Kilimanjaro. And she is a great motivator in creating the life that you dream of. So we'll be talking to her next week. So everybody, have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.